This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونستنصره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إلها واحدا أحدا صمدا لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وأشهد أن نبينا وعظيمنا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد يقول جل جلاله في محكم التنزيل وأطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين سبحانه وتعالى and obey Allah and His Prophet and do not divide or disagree amongst one another and cause weakness. Because if you do, then you will fail and then your winds will disappear. Now, the word وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ is literally translated as in your winds are gone. But it's, even figuratively in English, it has the same meaning. Meaning whether you are going to read the word, the phrase in Arabic and understand it in the figure of speech that it is meant for, or you translate it into English and also read it, it still figuratively has the same meaning, and we all know what is meant by that. Whatever momentum you have, whatever strength you have, whatever chance at prevailing that you have is gone once you disagree and divide amongst one another. As we continue to bleed as an ummah, as we continue to watch the barbaric bombardment go on for 33 days, burying people under the rubble of their own homes, removing them from where they are living and having them actually immigrate to a place that's even more dense than the place that they left. To put it in perspective for you, Gaza is 365 square kilometers. London is 420. London is 420 square kilometers. Gaza is 365. 33 days of ongoing bombardment. Ongoing bombing. I don't even trust the number of tons of bombs that they have dropped on in terms of the reports that are being given. I don't think they're accurate, so I'm not going to share them. But once you have a death toll of 11,000 people, 4,000 of them which are children, that's four times the number of children I have served in the entirety of my life. All of my life, I have not served 1,000 children. They have killed them four times over. Children. People who are going to hospitals, people who are living in their homes, having dinner and going to bed and not waking up in the morning. It is really at this point beyond me trying to understand how this is just being let happen. How the world, regardless of, I've never had any hope from the Western world when it comes to these things to begin with. I'll be very honest with you. I don't expect anything else. Honestly, I have no expectations of them caring. But I find it very weird from Muslims. From Muslim countries and Muslim populations, that this is happening and our voices aren't loud enough and our advocacy is not intense enough and we are failing in moving this needle, and I'm just finding it very difficult to cope with. But I do want to take a moment and just thank my government. I really want to thank them for reminding me of how little value we have, because for a moment there, I was led on. I actually started to believe that, no, we're all the same. We all have equal value. We all matter exactly the same to everyone else. So thank you for reminding me that we don't. That when it really matters, we don't have the same value. And we are not equal to everyone else. And that was important, because it's not healthy to live an illusion. It's not healthy at all to be illuded about what the reality actually is. I want to thank them for that, because they needed to set the record straight. They had to set it straight that when it matters, no, you do not carry equal value. Your voice doesn't, your principles don't, and your blood doesn't either. But what I really want to thank them for is reminding me again of how, at the end of the day, we only have each other to depend upon. Reminding us that we have to pull together. That the only strength that we have is the strength that we draw from each other. And that's, in my opinion, probably the most important lesson that we've learned. It's a reminder. It's a reminder that our strength comes within, just like our weakness comes from within as well. I'm going to share with you today something the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, narrated in the collection of Imam Muslim. It's in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood and Nasa'i and Tirmidhi and a bunch of others as well. But I do want you to hear this hadith, because I think it's very meaningful. This is what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. Qala, and the hadith is narrated by Thawban. Qala, inna Allah zawa liya al-ard hatta ra'aytu mashariqaha wa magharibaha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the end of his life, showed me earth. Showed me the different territories of earth. I saw the east and I saw the west. Wa inna mulka ummati sayablughu ma zawa li minha. And I saw how the Muslim ummah will reach every corner of the earth that he showed me. وَأُعْطِيتُ الْكَنْزَيْنَ الْأَحْمَرَ وَالْأَبْيَضِ. And he showed me how he was going to give my ummah much wealth. He's going to give my ummah all that they need when it comes to wealth, all the treasures of the earth, the white and the red. وَإِنِّي سَأَلْتُ رَبِّي. And then I saw that and I asked my Lord for something. أَلَّا يُهْلِكَهُمْ بِسَنَةٍ عَامَّةٍ وَأَلَّا يُسَلِّطَ عَلَيْهِمْ عَدُوًا مِّن سِوَى أَنفُسِهِمْ يَسْتَبِيحُ بَيْضَتَهُمْ. And I asked him, is it okay that if I request from you that you do not punish my ummah in a general one-take punishment, meaning a natural phenomenon that would take everyone else, as it happened to the people of Hud, as it happened to the people of Salih, as it happened to the people of Lut, that doesn't happen to my ummah. And I asked him, can you also offer me that my ummah is not ruined, destroyed, or demolished by an enemy aside from themselves, No enemy from outside of them, external to them, can come in to the midst of them and ruin them. قال فقال لي ربي. Then my Lord answered me. Go back to the hadith in Muslim and read it slowly. يا محمد صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إني إذا قضيت قضاء فإنه لا يرد. Oh Muhammad, once I give a decree, it is not revoked. وإني أعطيك ألا أهلكهم بسنة عامة. And I give it to you that I will not punish them all at once. وإني أعطيك ألا أسلط عليهم عدوا من سوى أنفسهم يستبيح بيضتهم. And I will give it you. I will give it to you that I will not have an enemy external to them destroy them or demolish them. حتى يكون بعضهم يقتل بعضا ويسبي بعضهم بعضا. But it will be them who will kill each other. It will be them who will rip off each other and one another. It won't be from it won't be an external problem. It will be from within. It will be from within, which has been the narrative the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has taught all his life. It's what's in the Quran. This is the narrative. Your weakness and your strength comes from within. It's never been an external problem. We waste time talking about it, but that's not the issue. The issue is not the external powers. It's not the external groups that are targeting us. It's not. It's the weakness that we have from within that allows these things to happen. And it's the strength from within that will change the future. And this is what he taught, alayhi salatu wasalam. This is what the Quran says. Let me add something for you. What he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah An-Nur. This ayah is very well established and very well understood. It's the only ayah we have, one of the few ayat that we have that has a promise from dunya within it for the ummah itself. The promises in the Quran are always about akhirah. That's where the promises lie. The promises for this ummah lie in akhirah. They lie in what's going to happen on the day of judgment, of justice, of compassion, of righteousness. Of everyone being served their due diligence. This is what the Quran talks about. We don't have a lot of promises in the Quran for dunya. We have one for individuals and then we have a few for groups. But this one is talking about the nation. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم ولا يمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم ولا يبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأطيعوا الرسول لعلكم ترحبون لا تحسبن الذين كفروا معجزين في الأرض ومأواهم النار ولبئس المصير. Said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises the nation of the believers, those who believe and those who perform the deeds that they are required to perform, that He will grant them stewardship of the earth that they live upon. And He will grant them strength of their faith and their unity, the faith that He has accepted and given them and gifted them. And He will replace the fear that they live in with safety and security. As long as they continue to serve me, Jalla Jalallah, serve no one else. And they do not associate anyone else with me. And those who turn their back to this are the ones who went astray. So continue to establish your salah. Continue to establish all aspects of faith that are personal in terms of your obligations with God Himself. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. Continue to establish all aspects of faith that are in service of others. And obey the prophets so that you may find compassion. Do not think, do not be misled to believe that your enemies or those who walk this earth with falsehood are too powerful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove. They are not. And they will be punished. And the punishment will be heavy. And it will be severe. Again, the ayah is explaining the exact same thing. The only thing we have to complain about is our own efforts. The only thing you are permitted to complain about is how poorly you are performing. That's it. That's the only thing you're allowed to complain about. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a promise, and if the promise doesn't come through, it's because we didn't fulfill our part of the deal. It's as simple as that. If you believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and you're here because you do, then you know for sure, based on what I just shared with you, that the lack of fulfillment of this promise is a problem from within. It is the doing of our own hands. It is not, we have no one to blame. This piece of self-accountability, this piece of self-criticism and self-analysis and self-awareness is what we need to bring back into our lives as Muslims, individuals, and as communities as well. If we don't like the reality, who do we complain to? I don't like this reality. I hate it. And that's a word we don't use today, but I hate this reality. I really do. I hate everything about it. I despise every aspect of it. It's making living very difficult. It's making living very difficult. Make going to work and just having a normal day almost impossible. But who do I have to blame for it? Who am I going to point my finger at to say this is your fault? I have no one but myself. If you understand the deen, then you have no one to blame but yourself, no matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter what you've been through. I don't care. The story doesn't matter. How many places you've been removed from, how many times you've been oppressed. This is not the time for you to feel sorry for yourself. I'm not allowed to sit around and boo-hoo me. I got removed from this place and this is how I've been treated. The only person I have to blame for this is me. And once we start thinking that way and we start holding ourselves accountable and we start working harder towards our goal and we commit to our goals in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed us to commit to them, not short-term, but long-term, working together in unity, bringing each other together, not dividing amongst one another. And then and only then will we start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم يا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. الحمد لله وحده وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اتبع نهجه ووفى عهده. إخواني وأخواتي، المسلم العاقل إذا قرأ كتاب الله وتعلم من حبيبه محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم علم يقينا أن هذه الأمة ملاك أمرها في يدها منذ البداية وحتى قيام الساعة. ملاك الأمر في يد هذه الأمة. تضيع الأوقات بالحديث عن المؤامرات وعن القوى الخارجية وعن لماذا لم يدافعوا ولماذا لم يتكلموا ولماذا ولماذا. هذا يعني حقيقة لمن يفهم دين الله سبحانه وتعالى كلام فارغ. هذه الأمة تنصر من داخلها وتهزم من داخلها، والذي نراه اليوم من الأذى ومن الألم ومن الدماء ليس هو أسوأ ما مر على هذه الأمة تاريخيا. اسمع ما يقوله ابن الأثير صاحب الكامل في التاريخ وصاحب أسد الغابة، ليس ابن الأثير أبو السعادات وإنما ابن الأثير، هم ثلاث إخوة كلهم علماء، لكن ابن الأثير المؤرخ صاحب الكامل في التاريخ، وهو رأى بوادر دخول المغول والتتار إلى يعني بوادر دخولهم، ولم يعش حتى يرى سقوط الخلافة العباسية، ما عاش حتى هذه اللحظة، وإنما رأى بوادر دخولهم. فقال في الكامل، هذا لفظه، لقد قضيت سنين عديدة أعرض عن ذكر هذه الحادثة، أي دخول المغول إلى أوائل بلاد المسلمين في أصفهان، أعرض عن ذكر هذه الحادثة استعظاما لها كارها لذكرها، فمن ذا الذي يهون عليه كتب نعي الإسلام والمسلمين، ومن ذا الذي يسهل عليه ذكر ذلك، فيا ليت أمي لم تلدني ويا ليتني كنت نسيا منسيا. هذا لفظه في الكتاب. رأت هذه الأمة بشاعات تتجاوز ما نراه اليوم من القباحة والبشاعة، وتجاوزتها هذه الأمة المحمدية، تجاوزت بشاعات تفوق ما نراه اليوم بآفاق واسعة، وعادت ونهضت وحافظت على قيمها وحافظت على دينها وحافظت على كتابها وحافظت على سنة نبيها وحافظت على تعاليمها وحافظت على نفسها وحافظت على ثقافتها وعلى شعبها وعلى لغتها. فالذي نراه اليوم ليس بدعا من التاريخ في شيء، رأيناه من قبل وتجاوزناه من قبل، والكلام الذي أقوله ليس فيه، حتى أكون واضحا، كلامي هذا لا يعني أننا سنتجاوز هذه القباحة وهذه الأزمة، لا، وإنما أؤكد لكم أننا تجاوزنا مثلها بل أضعافها. فإذا كنا قد استطعنا فعل ذلك في الماضي، فإن ذلك يعني حتما أننا قادرون على تجاوز هذا في الحاضر. لا يعني أننا سنفعل، لا يعني أننا سنفعل، لكننا قادرون، وهذا وحده يكفي. يكفيك يا مسلم أن تعلم أنك تجاوزت أقبح من هذا في الماضي، حتى تقوم على ساقك، حتى تقوم واقفا منتصبا على قدمك، رافعا رأسك، عارفا قبلتك، متجها نحوها، تاركا من أعراض الدنيا ما لا تحتاجه. Brothers and sisters, the reason that I'm narrating for you these ahadith and reciting these verses is because it brings us a piece of information that is critical. We have been through worse. The Ummah has been through worse. All you have to do is read a little bit of the history. We have gone through worse times where the Muslims were weaker and much more divided and less educated and smaller in numbers. And we found our way back. We were reborn again. And we preserved our faith and we preserved our principles and our values and our teachings and our book and our language and the different cultures and the different populations. We preserved ourselves. We found our way back through the darkness. It doesn't mean that we will do it again. It just means that it has been done. And something that was done in the past means that you can do it again in the present. That's the only piece of information that matters right now. We got through worse in the past. That info is just to remind you that if you got through something like that in the past, you can get through something like this in the present. It doesn't mean you will. It just means you can. It just means we can. And that's important. For those of us who are feeling hopeless, for those of us who don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, for those of us who don't know, think that this is going to get better, and don't you have reason to believe that it will happen again. I have reason to believe that it'll happen through each and every one of you, just like you have the obligation to feel the same. That the success of this ummah and the prevailing of this ummah will come through the individuals that I'm looking at today. It will come through their commitment, through their dedication, through the decisions that they will make at these difficult times to turn their lives around and to live differently and to have a clearer focus, a clearer direction, to commit themselves and to let go of the distractions of life that are worthless, that never meant anything to begin with, and to walk a path and to continue to walk it, whether we are seeing our brothers and sisters falling on a daily basis or whether we are not. And that is what we have to focus on. And that is what we have to discuss here. And this is what we have to revive and bring back again. These ayat in the Quran and this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, in my opinion, is very empowering. It's empowering. It's not weakening. When he tells us that you will not be destroyed from outside, you will be destroyed from within, to me, that's empowering. That tells me that my destiny is still in my hand. That my destiny is not in the hand of someone else. Someone else is not controlling what's going to happen to us. We are the ones who are still controlling what will happen to us, and we always will. So when we fail, we can only blame ourselves. To me, that's empowering. Because the fear, the real fear, is if we don't, or if we didn't. Meaning we had no control. We could just sit around and hope and wait because someone else controls it, and they don't. They never did. Maybe we believed it for a while. Maybe we got lost for a while as a nation. Maybe we lost our way for a bit and we thought that others controlled, and they didn't. They never have. We control it. It is our advocacy. It is our hard work. It's our commitment. It's our unity. It's our striving for the sake of Allah. It's the sincerity of the individuals and their genuineness and their willingness to learn and to work and to dedicate themselves to something that is larger than themselves. That is what will change things. and you still have the ability. And this is the problem. The problem with that is that Yawm al-Qiyamah, we can't, you see, I can't go to God and tell him, well, I had nothing to, I can't have that argument. Honestly, it's a really important one. I was hoping to be able to have, because I can't really explain things otherwise. I was hoping I could have that argument with him. Explain, no, I, you know, as far as what was happening, that's, I didn't have any. I barely could make a living. I could barely keep food on the table for my children and just stay, keep my head above water. You're going to hold me accountable for what's happening in the world? It was never my business, but it turns out that it is. Turns out that I do contribute and I do participate, and this is in my hand, just like it's in yours. And Yawm al-Qiyamah, there are two types of accountability rounds. There are two of them, just so you understand. There's the individual one. وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِكُمْ وَمَا نَرَى مَعَكُمْ شُفَعَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّهُمْ فِيكُمْ شُرَكَاءَ وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. That's the individual accountability. But then there's something different. There's the collective accountability. كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تُدْعَى إِلَى كِتَابِهَا كل أمة تدعى إلى كتابها. من سورة الجاثية. إنا كنا نستنسخ ما كنتم تعملون. There's a collective judgment where a generation of people will be held accountable for their shortcomings, for the lack of people who performed الواجب الكفائي, the collective obligations, for those who did not participate, for those who lived on the they were outliers on the outside, not interested in what's going on, just taking care of themselves. As if they don't belong. As if they don't belong. But they all do. We all do. And we're all going to be held accountable for this. So think about that. It's not just about the short-term advocacy. It's about something much larger than that. What's happening right now in the world should bring back to us as Muslims the concept of activism, the concept of living your life for the sake of Allah. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. These Quranic gems, these principles in the Quran, where you don't live for the smaller gains. You don't live for simple stuff. You're not living just to make sure, I just want to get my kids older. I just want to have a house. I want to marry them off. These things happen. They happen, they don't happen. Wallah, you can't control any of it. It's not that important. You live for something bigger than that. You were designed for something bigger than that. That's why you're a khalifa. That's why the word is used in the Quran to describe you. It's why you're the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you live your life trying to achieve that in His name. So life is not just a walk through the park where you just try to avoid any controversy and just try to make sure that you get as much joy as possible and as much fun as possible. No, that's not what it's about. These events are designed to remind us of the truth of this existence. And it's up to us to decide whether we're going to be reminded by them or not. But remember, this ummah's solution comes from within, and its destruction and its demise will come from within. And that's a promise from God Himself. He promised it to His Habib, alayhi salatu wasalam. He told him, I promise you, they'll prevail from within, and they will fail from within. And if those outside, they won't do much for them. They will, even if it seems like they are, they won't. It's going to be them. And I think that puts stuff in perspective for all of us. I hope that was a benefit for you. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَنَا بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ فَقَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء السادة الحنفاء أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وارض اللهم عن أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعن آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن صحابته الغر المحجلين وعن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم فرج هموم المهمومين ونفس كروب المكروبين وارفع الغم عن المغمومين وارفع الظلم عن المظلومين واحقن دماءنا ودماء المسلمين اللهم احقن دماء المسلمين في غزة فلسطين يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المرابطين في المسجد الأقصى وما حولها يا الله ورد المسجد الأقصى إلى رحاب المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، ردنا أجمعين إليك وإلى دينك ردا جميلا، وتب علينا من جميع ذنوبنا توبة نصوحة، طهرنا بها قلبا وجسدا وروحا، وما ذلك عليك اللهم بعزيز، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. All of the proceeds today for anything you buy outside goes to Gaza. The Islamic Relief is here as well, and there is an event happening on Sunday that we